not alone. Lisa Brady, Fox News. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg bringing that message to East Palestine, Ohio, nearly 3 weeks after a toxic train crash.
Before, during, and after the national attention, they're going to have support. They're going to have support from us when it comes to holding Norfolk Southern accountable. They're going to have support from the EPA when it comes to making sure they get accurate information about the safety of their air, water, and soil.
Buttigieg meeting with officials at the crash site as the NTSB releases its preliminary findings, including sensor readings and video footage showing some wheel bearings getting hot leading up to the crash.
At one point, the milepost sensors picked up a dramatic increase in temperature. The report goes on to state that the train engineer stopped the train, looked out, saw the fires, and reported that there had indeed been a derailment.
Fox's Mike Tobin in East Palestine. The report also detailing the decision to drain and burn hazardous vinyl chloride out of fear it might explode. Former attorney Alec Murdaugh admits he's a liar, but says he's not a killer. Testifying in his own defense at the South Carolina trial over the murders of his wife and son, weeping as he described finding their bodies.
See my boys laying face down. Done the way he's done. His head was the way his head was. I could see his brain laying on the sidewalk. I didn't know what to do.
Murdaugh telling the jury he doesn't know why he decided to turn over his son's body, and he blames clouded thinking from an opioid addiction for lying to police about the night of the killings when he had claimed he'd been visiting his mother in another town. No trial date yet for the man charged with attacking the husband of then House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The defense attorney saying after a brief hearing today, they expect a trial to begin this summer. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A 19-year-old suspect is charged with first-degree murder in connection with multiple shootings yesterday that left three people dead in Central Florida, including a journalist and a 9-year-old girl. Orange County Sheriff John Mina says the victims do not appear to have been targeted, but that the suspect, Heath Moses, may have known someone who was with the woman he killed during the first shooting.
In the initial arrest affidavit, he said he was feeling down. When deputies did take him down, they thought he might be under the influence of some type of drug, but none of that has been confirmed.
They're still not sure where he got the gun. Investigators say one of the shootings happened when Moses returned to the scene of the initial shooting. The founder of a failed cryptocurrency exchange now faces more charges.
A superseding indictment has been unsealed against Sam Bankman-Fried, adding four charges. The founder of the now collapsed crypto firm FTX was already charged with 8 counts. The new charges include conspiracy to commit bank fraud, operating an unlicensed money transfer business, and making unlawful political contributions and defrauding the FEC. The filing says on political contributions, he violated the limit a corporation can spend on a candidate and donated to candidates in the names of other people. Bankman-Fried was the second biggest donor to Democrats in these past midterms. He was previously charged with 8 counts, including wire fraud, conspiracy to commit wire fraud on customers and also lenders, conspiracy to commit securities fraud, and money laundering. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
More time in prison for singer R. Kelly, just sentenced in Chicago in a child pornography case, but most of it will be served while he's also serving a 30-year sentence for racketeering, so it amounts to another year in prison. Mixed news on the economy. First-time claims for jobless benefits falling last week, but the government's second reading of fourth-quarter growth was slightly less than the first reading. The Dow's down 164. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.